It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, man. You know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts. I'm Michael Akadiri. And again, normally at this point, I'll be saying to the left is... Sounds like a 90s R&B song. But yeah, our cast member Kazeem Jamal, he's still feeling a bit poorly, so we're gonna do this one without him. But to my immediate left, for the second week in a row on the same couches,
yeah, I can't remember it again.
It's me.
Yeah, ask your bill payer's permission.
Come
who's
on.
That? It's me.
It's
Darren
me,
G.
Me.
Darren Griffiths.
D-double-G-G.
D-double.
Hey, come on. How you feeling? You good?
Yeah, good, man. Good. Feeling good.
Another week, more parenting woes. Thank you.
Do what I've realised I've been really shit at doing.
What have you been shit at?
Promoting my flipping show that I've got coming
up. Hey, man. Let's do this from the top, man. Tell the people them, man.
Each time I listen to our pod back, I'm like, I should really just promote my show at some point in the flipping
let them
pod.
No, because your show, this is a parenting podcast.
Yeah.
Your show is, what is your show about?
My show.
And where are you performing it? Because you're doing a few tour dates. So let's get that up.
Yeah, so my show is about my journey through infertility and IVF, becoming the dad you are listening to right now.
Hey, you don't hear a lot of men talking about infertility.
Damn right.
So, you know, you went and exposed yourself. You went and made yourself vulnerable.
That's the word, isn't it? That's the buzzwords. Vulnerable, authentic. Authenticity and authentic. Vulnerability.
That's
what people like from a man in 2023, 2024.
Of course, man. You can't be hard and stern no more. You got to be.
Yeah, and then once I got this one in the
bitch
pocket,
ass nigga.
Yeah, exactly. And once I get this in the pocket, and it's done.
Yeah.
I can be as toxic as hell.
Oh,
going
flagrant.
Forward.
Yeah.
Because people like, oh, men are this good. No, but have you listened to Inconceivable?
Have you seen the first album?
He's vulnerable. See, he's done that.
He's done that. He just
now I could be an arsehole.
Absolutely.
So that's gonna be the 29th of Feb at the Pleasance Theatre, Caledonian Row, just around the corner from King's Cross. It's zone 2.
Hey, London, that's a London date.
One stop away from King's Cross. I don't want to hear, oh, I don't really like London. I don't have to get there. Shut up and get your ticket to the show. It's going to be good, man. It's going to be good.
Are you doing? I thought you were doing another city with this show as well.
Yeah, I do another city, but London's the main focus.
Said, forget the other day. Just know, get yourself up to London.
You'll be there.
If you're based in Leicester, don't go to the show in Leicester. Go to London.
Come to London. Yeah, no, I'll be in Leicester 2 weeks before. If you're in Leicester, you can come to that show. I mean, yeah, but.
Hey, I hope no one in Leicester actually goes down because he gets no promo.
Leicester, I could do to like 10 people would be happy with.
Yeah.
London, I cannot do to 10 people because it's being filmed, it's being recorded.
Hey, comedy special day. It's not even your debut, it's your sophomore.
Sophomore hour. So, yeah, so I need that room to be filled.
Hey, man. Tell a friend.
Yeah, tell a friend. If you saw it in Edinburgh, say send people go, hey, I saw this in Edinburgh, you need to go see it. Now it's down in
come
London.
On.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah, please spread the word, spread the word.
Inconceivable. Yeah. Thursday, 29th of Feb, Pleasance, London.
Yeah.
Be there. I've got my ticket.
Damn right.
I've got my ticket. I haven't paid, man. This ain't no friend discount.
He didn't even get the discount code.
No podcast mate. None of that. I paid cash money.
It was offered, but he said support black business. That's
support
what he said.
Black businesses.
It's BBL. Support.
Hey, come on, man. I went on a few BBLs last year to educate myself on the Black Brotherhood lectures. I could do a little seminar if anyone's interested. But you have to support, you know, their endeavours, man. Don't just support in person. Support with your pocket as well.
I respect
it. And we're going to go watch Darren shell it down. So that's Thursday, 29th of Feb. But let's get into this listening, this parenting dilemma. Thank you for sending this this one in person. Thank you for your ears and your time with this. And they've been very vulnerable. We're talking about vulnerability. This listener's been very vulnerable, talking about losing a friend because they didn't react adequately to their child biting. So they've got a two-year-old, almost two-year-old. So, you know, toddler, you know, acting up, messing around. And they've got a friend that goes on a play date, similar age child. Their child, you know, is at the stage where they're biting. They're biting other kids. We've got a young Mike Tyson in the loose on the playground.
A hungry fighter.
We've got a hungry fighter loose on the playground. So when the mother saw the kid biting, you went over and, you know, tried to sort of deal with it. But told the child off. What the child understood from that, we don't really know. However, crucially, did not apologize to the mother or the child that was bitten. As they felt that, you know, the child is two and is acting age appropriate.
Nah, that's no. Yeah, no, the person who's put this dilemma in, they're all the way wrong.
Hot damn! From the jump, normally we work our way through the situation and then we come to a conclusion. You from the jump are saying that they shouldn't have did that.
Yeah, all the way wrong. You got your kids is an extension of you.
Woo!
Right?
Say it again for the people in the back.
Your kids is an extension of you until they're like 18. Or until they're actually of an age where they can talk on their own behalf and whatever. Okay. It goes down as they get older. But at that age, when they're two, what they're doing, you have to take the heat for that.
Absolutely.
So if your kid does something to my kid, I'm not shouting at your kid. I'm looking at you, and I need you to pattern up and sort your kid up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, me and you've got a problem now.
Woo!
That's what it is. No, it happened to my wife with a former friend.
Oh!
Yeah, it happened. They're out play date. I can't remember what exactly happened.
I think this story sounds familiar. Have you told him the pod?
Not sure.
Let's hear it then.
Yeah, but he'd scratched Zadie's face. And he's a bit older. And drew blood.
Oh! Hey!
And it was a thing of the mom kind of... Yeah, kind of went, oh, no, it's, oh, that's bad, naughty, and, oh, you're okay, all right, that's it. And then it was kind of left of, you know, kids would be kids.
Ooh.
And Naomi was like, I'm still waiting for this apology to come.
I'm
still waiting for this person to say, is she okay? How's it? You know what I mean?
But
none of that. So then they fell out of it, like, big time.
Well, how close were they pre...
Not close. It was mum friends.
It was
mum friends. And that's not to dismiss mum friends, to say they're not real friends, but it wasn't like it was...
Yeah,
like,
you know, but that's what you said.
Yeah,
it?
But...
You may said, yeah, you know, like you met Swim one time. You don't really know that bit.
it's not a friend from like back in the day.
Way back when.
Yeah, no, it won't.
But that's the interesting thing I do find about these parenting friends that you make. There is that disposability. Because you didn't know, because you're going through a similar experience at a similar time, which obviously does create a natural friendship. Because you may not have the same values,
yeah.
Particularly, especially as it pertains to parenting, then it just makes it very easy to be like, well, sling your rook, see you later.
You got to think, because what's really happened here? What's the basis of your friendship is that you have a kid, a similar age, and you live in a similar area.
Mm.
That's, and you've ended up at the same playgroup. Like,
yeah.
That's not really the strongest basis for, like, a lifelong friendship.
Absolutely.
If you manage to find a friendship from that, then well done.
Yeah.
You. But it's like, like all of our friends, really, like, even as kids. A lot of our friendships that we have now, from especially guys, say your friends from school, from uni, is legacy, really.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true.
But it really, you're friends with them simply because you end up in the same class,
100%.
At the same school, and you didn't really have many values when you were 11 or 7. So you're just like, right, this is my boy. And then you just...
trying to survive school.
And you just get older and older, and then you realise, well, this person did this for me and you did that for each other. You've been friends for so long that you get to now in your 30s, you're like, yeah, my mate. Like, yeah, but what do you actually like about your friend? He's my mate, isn't he? He's lovely to friends with. You were saying, you were saying,
what's understood doesn't need to be explained.
Exactly. It's like, my boy.
That's my guy. That's from way back when.
This is my boy. And that's what it is, where now you're an adult, I think men, we don't tend to have that kind of, have the mums groups, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess that is similar to colleagues, I guess, comedy. I mean, we're friends.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not friends with everyone I've gigged with.
Oh, well, you can't be.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people I walk into the green room or I get the call sheet before, but oh, they're on the gig. I don't even know they're on the gig. It's been good just to
catch up, see how they're doing and whatnot.
But I don't even have their number.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's that.
Absolutely,
it's
you that. Just keep it cordial. It's a professional environment. You keep cordial. Yeah. Hey,
so now imagine you bring your kids around that person. It's simply because we gigged together one time, and we have kids of similar age, so we're now just our kids are playing. It's like you might see them doing madness.
100%, and these. At least with work, most workplaces, I guess I come from a healthcare background, so people are CRB checked. That doesn't mean that they won't do madness.
No, yeah.
But they're CRB checked. You know, up to this point, they ain't done the madness.
So they've been caught.
They've been caught doing the madness. But in comedy, there is no such checks.
Nah.
You don't know anybody's history. You don't know. You just know that they can go on stage and tell some jokes. That's all you know
about them.
That is... feeble. That is weak. So you're not going to be bringing your child around someone because they were funny for 20 minutes on stage. That is crazy. There needs to be more stringent tests.
No, so with this dilemma, it's just like you always... I almost feel like every... Even time I'm like, no, if bring it close to home, Naomi says, oh, she's made a new friend. I almost feel like, oh, it's a time bomb. It's a time bomb waiting to go off of. What is going to happen with this friend that Naomi's going to go, she is a fucking weird.
Like, how long are you going to wait for her to come back and say, that bitch,
he's like, I know, I can't be friends with that person anymore. It's like, why? It's like, because of this. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Would you say, since obviously having your children, like, just observing Naomi, because obviously she does most of the mothering groups, that she's probably dropped more friends in this 2-3 year period than she has in the period before when you knew her?
When we met, she was going through like some kind of like, I don't know, I don't know if Mercury is in retrograde or whatever the women say.
What?
You ever see those women? Like, she's not that person. You know, very like bare crystals. And they just talk about like, man, the Jupiter moon's rising. It's just like, what are you talking about? What are you saying? Nah, I think she was going through some kind of journey in life where it was like a kind of doing almost like an audio of her friends of like, wait,
okay.
Who
am I actually clear out.
Friends with? Yeah, whatever. Like, it's just like, you know what? I bend over backwards for this person. I'm not getting the same back.
Yeah. And that happened.
Yeah, I think she's got to say. So she was kind of going through that when we met. And then, but yeah, I think kids definitely create this new dynamic. And it's whether people... It's such a transitional moment in your life, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And I think some people, you know, you have friends for certain times in your life, I think, and sometimes it's like your friends can't transition with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, you got a boy like loves getting pissed, just going out. Just
yeah, 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 yeah.
and then you're telling them, yeah, so my missus is pregnant. And you have some mates who, whenever they mess you, go, how's your missus? And the other mates who just like, I'm going to talk about this. I'm talking about football. I'm talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, you've never asked me how my missus is doing or how my kid is.
You're not invested in me. You're invested in a part of me.
Yeah, like, this is really where my life is now.
Yeah.
And you don't really give a shit about that at all.
100%.
Which is fine. You don't have to give a shit about everything. But let it be known that it's my kid's birthday coming up now, and you might see pictures online of a
event. You may hear about that event,
but you won't be there. Because it's just like, you don't really care.
You're not invested.
You don't care about that stuff. And that's not to say I'm this person who's always... I've been that friend who hasn't...
Oh, yeah, we can all so none of us are infallible.
Yeah, like my best friend's home. He was like the first one to have kids.
Yeah.
So... He was the only one to have kids in our group.
Quite early on. How old was he?
He was 23 when he got married.
Oh, wow. He didn't fuck about.
They met when he was 16. Like, met in sixth form.
So they knew from early.
Yeah, and then how old are we now? We're 35 and his eldest is like 9.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. So, 26. Yeah, he would have had his first one. Then the second one, like 28. So, yeah. So, they've been doing down family.
100%. You have had similar mind, to be fair.
Yeah, and they've always been. They've always been in the group. They've always been like, you can come to ours if you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely there'd be time. I'm just talking to him about football. I haven't asked him how his little girl's doing or how his son's doing. No.
Does that make you feel like bad, or does that make you feel like you're not being a good friend because you're not keeping up? Because
at the time, didn't care because I just wasn't at that place.
Yeah.
Now I'm older and I look back, I'm like, oh no, I should have asked more. I should have been like more involved. I should know more about your kids.
Yeah.
I care about you, I care about your wife. They're an extension of you too.
Absolutely.
I should know more about them. So I did feel bad, but I also give other people grace when they're not invested in
what you've got going on. Yeah.
But it's also a thing of same way I wasn't invited to all their kids' things. But I didn't take this really vital. I didn't want to go. I didn't care.
100%.
Whereas I feel like you should have that same consistency in the sense if you don't get invited to my kids' things. It's like, because you just saw free food. You wanted to come to a party.
That's what I think is different about kids' parties. And that's what I was conscious of when organising my son's birthday. I was like, it can't just be a case where I'm just inviting you because we're friends. I know you're my friend. Unless you're like, we're really close. I wanted to be a kids' party, so I'm gonna prioritize people I'm cool with that have kids.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense.
Then my good friends that because you care about me and my family, you'll come. Then beyond that, people that kind of know. Why am I inviting you to a kids' party for? Like, what really is there?
It's what we said earlier. He said, "He's like, the girl's there."
What the girls say?
What the girls say?
Why is that in your decision making if I'm telling you about the event?
I mean, some of them are pregnant. That's what I can tell you about this party, bro. It's like
some of them, goodness.
Yeah, some of them are pregnant.
What's this baby show? So
yeah, a lot of mobs.
They all taken.
Most are married, still with the dad, so. Boy, I mean, that's what the girls are saying at the party.
No room to maneuver in this.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, man. It's maybe not your party. It might not be your thing.
Yeah, if you're coming to a kid's shindig and you're thinking with your penis, get out.
Get it. Jesus.
Get out. Ain't happening. You're not going to enjoy it.
It's one of those weird kind of tradition transitions.
Oh, absolutely,
And you have to end up. Your friendships become harder. So like, Naomi's made a few friends now who are mum friends.
Yeah,
who she's been friends with for long enough where she's like, okay, nothing weird's come up. Cool. I see how they parent.
It sounds like are they on probation for years or?
Well, here's the thing. Naomi has a way shorter probation period than I say she should have.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so once they pass that, they're good to go?
But she, yeah, and then like a few months later, she's like, ah, nah, she, that's a bit mad. her best friends as well, two of her best mates gone, nah, you need, your KYC requirements need to be higher. You need to know your client more. They're too low though.
They're like, be more stringent.
You're handing out the gold friendship package way too early.
Easy. I work harder than them.
You need to get to work harder. Because she's such a, heart on the sleeve, no bullshit, there's nothing.
No hidden agenda.
Yeah, that's it. So she meets someone, she thinks they're cool, she thinks they're cool as well. And then they get a few months in, she's like, fucking hell, I didn't know they were like this. I was like, you have to give it more time. But yeah, there's a few friends where, she's cool with the person, she's seen how the kids are, lovely kids. She's met the partner. She's only ever heard the woman speak about the partner well.
Yeah.
And just or normal levels of, bitching and moaning.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it's just like, we should get Darren to meet up with.
Oh, and pressure on you now.
I'm like, what? Who am I meeting? And in my head, I'm like, you described it. I was like, dude, I haven't heard you say anything weird about this person. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, we'll meet them. And I've met like two. I mean, two of her friends, like mum friends.
Partners.
And I'm meeting a third one as well. But, like I said, all of them, it's been a thing of, they've sounded safe. And then the two I've met, I'm like, they're cool.
Okay. But have you forged any friendships? Like father friendships from those?
Nah, I'm a man and I'm toxic and that's gay.
Her friend is gay.
My friends are gay. What? I'm meant to make friends after the age of 11. I'm gay. it just haven't, but I'm always keen to meet them again.
That's
the thing. So I'm never standoffish. I'm like, cool. Like, if you want to meet them, if you want to invite them around, if we go to theirs, or we go to this kids event and bring the kids. I'll make myself free and I'll.
Because that's the nice thing. If you can get that work, then you could start doing the whole holidays together.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Grow up together and yada yada yada.
But it's just so many different dynamics, isn't it?
Of course.
What you need to manage of going right. So I see they're cool and I get on thing and I can't just get off the guy. I've got to get on with like my wife's actual friends as well. I've got to get off of her. Course. And stuff, and then it's the kids. Can I talk to their kids? And the kids are all right. And I like their kids. The kids aren't like, this kid's fucking annoying.
Absolutely.
It's got all kind of work, all these different angles.
And everyone has to kind of be on their weird best behavior because let's say the kids argue, then now it throws everything in the way.
And he's got to see how that works, right? So Naomi's got like Naomi's probably like, stop airing my business. Naomi's like, one of her best friends, they ended up having kids similar age, and so our daughters, she's like weeks apart
now. Oh wow.
Yeah. It's that thing of their friendship has had to navigate that transition of it's all well and good, you're best mates and you end up having kids the same time, like that's great, but then it's like, right, you're not just the girls who've go on holiday together and go out and get pissed together.
Absolutely.
You're now parents and it's like, shit, what if our kids aren't nice to each other? How do we manage that? And
luckily
they're both very upfront people and it's the thing of they both know they've got each other's best interests and
absolutely.
They trust each other's kids. So
100%.
They've never seen a madness happen. So the friendship's managed to continue growing just move to a different place and stuff. But even that must be scary if you think that shit.
You hope they're close. I the same thing with my son. Like one of my real good friends, I'm godfather to his kid and vice versa. He's a week younger than Nathaniel, and we're tight as anything. We've done a few play dates, but when they're like 6 months, so they weren't really a play date. They both just stayed in our arms and stuff. But we're trying to organize one now so they can catch up and stuff. And this will be an age where they still can't communicate.
But they might grab the same toy.
They may start doing all that type of stuff. And it will just be interesting to see if they do formulate such a close friendship. Because that's what my wife and her god sister has formed. So
yeah,
her mum and her god sister's mum are tight.
Yeah.
And then they both had children similar time, and then now they're tight. So they've continued a tradition. Yeah, yeah. And they've come from that. And you can see when it works well, it works amazing.
Yeah.
But it may not always...
may not work.
Because we're close, doesn't mean they will be close. No, you have to think, and obviously it's a beautiful story when it works out like that, but it may not.
No, it's true. It's a weird one. Like, yeah, Zadie always asks for my wife's friend's kid.
Oh, okay. That's a good sign. Then.
Yeah, so they always ask for each other. They might not always get on when they're with each other.
Yeah. But that's been 2 years, a two-year-old, isn't it?
I think it's been 2 years, but I think they also have in their mind of... but that person's going to be around.
Yeah.
So I think like when you end up growing up with each other, it's almost like a sibling or cousin's thing. Absolutely. Where it's like, you can think your cousin's a dickhead, but you know each time you go to your grandma's, your cousin's going to be there.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We're going to do that. It's like...
What's happening?
Yeah, it's like, I'm just going to have to accept these traits about my cousin, he's going to have to accept these traits about me, and...
Mm.
Then we're going to have to try to work out a friendship or
from
something.
That
something. We're going to have to work something out.
Commonalities.
Yeah, I like FIFA. Oh, okay, this is our thing then.
100%. We don't talk about anything else.
Yeah, we're going to just play FIFA then. And then we're going to try and tread around topics as we get older to work out. So you got any, like... you talk to any girls or so? No, not really. I think girls are like shit and boring. And yeah, I don't talk to girls. Well, this boy don't like talking to girls. It's weird. And then he's like, all right, now he's now talking to girls. You like girls? Okay, well, okay, now we can talk.
And if
there's an age gap, that's a bit different. I remember me and my cousin, similar thing of, yeah, it was literally that he was 5 years older than me. He only used to want to talk to me when my other cousin wasn't about, because them two are like best mates, still best mates now.
Oh, wow, okay.
But they're both older than me.
Like, so you're the substitute cousin?
Yeah. I was third wheel. Like, and I get it, it's annoying. They're 10, I'm 6.
What are we going to chat about?
And he's only when he weren't about and we played PlayStation. He didn't really like football. I love football, so he kind of he tried to talk to me about football, but I was like, you don't even like football. Why are you talking to me about football?
Yeah.
And we just had this kind of, this guy's weird fence. It's not quite there yet.
It's not lining up.
Went on holiday when he was 18, I was 13. All of our family went on holiday to Jamaica. We were closer then. Got closer then. And then when I turned 19.
Like, you're an adult now.
I'm an adult.
Similar playing field.
And it was our cousin's birthday.
Yeah.
I'm broke, uni student. But my uncle said, told my cousin, invite your cousin Darren. Thing and I'll pay for.
Oh, you'll sponsor it.
Yeah, he just let him come on the night out with you, and I was like, I'm 19, I ain't turned down a free drink.
Of course,
I'll travel all the way to Bournemouth for this drink. I was up in Birmingham, travel all the way down to Bournemouth.
Serious.
And then it was from that night out, and I was just being a 19-year-old.
Yeah. And then thinking you're the man.
And they're looking at me like, he's a boy. He's all right.
He's
all right. He filled out. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, let's drink. Girls, let's talk to these girls. And they're like, do what? And they're like, next time we go up here, you're coming with us.
Hey! And they're
like, you're in bring now. In. Yeah, you're in now. You're one of us. You're in.
Hey, big
and
up.
Stuff. And, like, and then from then on, we've had our own like friendship and it's developed. We end up living with each other at some point.
Oh, shit.
But it's that thing of, going back to what we were talking about, is that thing of growing up with cousins. But I think if you grow up with someone, like with Nathaniel and your friend's kid, you kind of cultivate this idea that you're gonna just have to get on.
Mm.
You're gonna be in each other's life.
Absolutely.
Your brain kind of, you'll work out a way of getting on.
Absolutely.
And even if it's not close, you'll just work out a way of getting on. And then there'll just be a point where they're at a party together. They're the only 16-year-olds there.
Mm.
And always gonna be a thing of Nathaniel doesn't even want to go to the party, but you're like,
one of them sort of dramatic story things like, I could be arsed, I wasn't even meant to go the last minute.
Gonna be there fine, and they'll just be sat outside the hall. It's just you lot doing grown folk shit. That's this is so boring. This is so boring, man. It's like, don't worry, I've got some beers. It's whatever. They're gonna just be teenagers.
They're gonna be teenagers and find their common ground as teenagers,
and be like, "Fuck, right, we're doing this." this is what we're doing.
Take off.
Yeah, and their friendship will just be like, all right, we're in.
Absolutely.
We're in now. Here we go.
Here we are. We're off. In to put a negative spin, not on that, but were there any sort of kids you hung out with when you were a child?
Yeah.
But then you suddenly just stopped seeing them without any explanation because your mum fell out with their mum or anything like that. Anyway, that you just saw, you used to see regularly, then just suddenly,
didn't
see, no explanation, and then you see them as an adult, and it's like, what happened to
that? Yeah, no, fortunately not, no. No, don't think so, no, never had that. Mm. But I've always thought about that, just like, because if you do fall out with that parent,
yeah,
that friendship's done, isn't it?
Like, 100%, they shut that off.
They're asking, where's so? It's like,
it was dependent, because that friendship is dependent on the parents getting on there.
We don't see them anymore.
Even it could have been, because I remember, like, my mum, I don't know if it's a Nigerian thing or whatever, like, they're part of these like social groups where they have like meetings on like Sundays where one Sunday a month they'll go to someone's house every different month.
Yeah.
Someone else hosts a meeting. I have no idea what they discuss.
Yeah.
Not a fucking
clue. That's why you have community though, isn't it?
But they discuss things. So the host cooks, provides food. They discuss whatever they discuss. And then
Is it both your parents or just your mum or just dad?
So my dad's one, that's the long-standing one. My mum's been part of one, dipped in and out of ones, and it's not lasted for whatever reason, but my dad's solid to this day.
Yeah.
He'd be part of one. And then they sometimes organise social trips. Right. So my mum's part of one, and then maybe when she moved to a different group or whatever, I think it must be like uprisings, because some people, the core members who have been throughout, with different groups, they've moved from different group to different group.
Right, see, as a coalition, as a block.
But clearly there's been uprisings because there's different factions that have been over the years. If I sit down and think, okay, you've been with them for the longest, but that person, I've not seen them in years. So clearly there was some civil war that happened that has been unexplained to me, but now putting two and two together. So one of these sort of separations must happen. There was this, we used to go to one auntie's house in Hackney. Mm. You know, I remember going there, eating food, whatever. And for whatever reason, it just stopped going there.
Yeah.
No explanation, don't know what happened.
Damn.
Just, I don't know. No, it wasn't explained
to me. Yeah.
I go to uni now, and I see him. And I've not seen him in, we're similar age. Yeah, he's similar age. I've not seen him in like a good decade.
Yeah.
No explanation. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if anything's happened. He's cool with me. I'm cool with him. Yeah. He's not shown any animosity.
That means his mum hasn't downloaded information to him. That could have happened, you know. That could have happened where you see him and he's looking at you like you're the op.
It's 100%.
Like, why? He goes, because your fucking mum said this to my... I was like, what?
100%.
Really? Is that what happened?
100%. I don't know. And I'm on the back foot, but obviously you've got to defend your mum.
Yeah, exactly. I've got to defend my mum.
Regardless, I bang for my mum. I don't care if she's right or she's wrong.
Maybe your mum deserved it, isn't it? And now you're beefing.
Now it's a mad beef thing.
He's moved to a new generation, this beef.
Is that the Bloods and the Crips? Mm. It just stays on generation for generation. This is generational hatred, because it could have been that, but it wasn't. He was cool. I don't know if there was an issue. I don't know whether if they fell out or just stopped. I have no idea. Yeah. But he was cool. I was cool, and we've been cool since. But it just made me think. I've actually never gone to my mom and been like, what happened there? Was there falling out? Was there not? Am I friends with someone I shouldn't be friends with because of something that happened? But I always find it interesting because obviously these friendships are dependent on.
That's mean to go. Wait, like, imagine this now. Imagine touch wood, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Again, talking about Nathaniel and your friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
What if your friend's kid gets about 16 or 17 and just becomes. Literally just someone you really don't want your son hanging out with.
A menace to society.
Absolute menace.
Woo!
Absolute fucking menace.
Absolutely, yeah. That's crazy.
And it's one of them where you're looking at your boy and your boy's like, you know, boys will be boys. He's not really taking it in.
His kid should
just be in prison.
He's a walking adbo.
Yeah, like he's... And he is just like a... He's a cyclone... of bad news. That anything that gets near it just gets sucked in
to
the whirlwind. So you're now, he's like going, yeah, so as your boy's 18th, you not coming yet? And you're now looking at your wife like, give me an excuse.
We can't come. Yeah. We're trying to get out of this.
We can't go.
We can't support this fuckery.
Yeah, we can't.
Oh my goodness.
Imagine, like, what is that then? Like, where you lot are cool, but now you're looking at how their kid is and your friends behave towards their own kids. Because it's all good being able to, parent your 1 year old and your 6 year old, but when they're like teenager now.
Yeah. I think.
And they might be doing a madness.
I'm gonna have to send his kid to Nigeria.
I'm sending your kid to Nige.
He's going to boarding school in Nige. I'll buy the ticket. I'm sending it for your good. If you don't intervene, I'll intervene as the godfather, I'm gonna send you to the sky to Nigeria. That's what I'm doing. I'm shipping your kid.
Naveed, yeah. I've always thought of that as well. Just like what happens?
You gotta ship the kid. If this guy is walking, he's going to get criminal. He's moving like Mizzy.
Yeah.
He's moving like...
He's moving mad.
You're getting shipped. That's the thing. That's the ace in our pocket to use.
Yeah.
You going to the motherland. You're going to the motherland.
Because you could literally blow up a whole family friendship dynamic. Like...
Oh, yeah.
I remember reading somewhere about like couple, their kids similar age... And their daughter was a bit, what's the word? You know, friendly.
Let's just say promiscuous.
Promiscuous.
There we go.
But what this guy was saying was, but the apple don't fall far from the tree. In the sense of, you say both the parents. So both his boy was a wild boy and his mother. They're just party people.
Equal equality insults.
Yeah. So he's like, so it's not that shocking that the kid's like that, but they're kind of like, cool. We're happy for our daughter to hang out with their daughter with us. But we ain't trying to hear she's going out with her.
Oh.
Because they're
16 to 17.
She's like,
oh wow.
We ain't really trying to hear that.
That's interesting. Because it's going to make me think, because it kind of harks back to last episode. But we'll talk about parenting styles.
Yeah.
But the different stages of the kids' lives require different styles of parenting. Mm. Obviously, teenage.
Yeah.
Are you going to be liberal? Are you going to be conservative? Because you sound like we're probably both a bit liberal now.
Yeah.
But when it comes to stuff like that, going out. Because I'm of the impression... And obviously, listeners that have teenage kids, feel free to write in and tell us, because we've got young kids, so we don't really know what's really good. But I like to think what teenagers will find a way. We all once were teenagers. We know ways to hide things from our parents.
Mm-hmm.
I think what your kids don't do in that, what you don't allow your kids to do in the house, they'll do outside.
Yeah.
So... At 16, do you encourage, do you say, you know what, if you've got a boyfriend or you're seeing people, bring them to the house. Let's.
Do what? I will. I think I will. And then he speaks to, I don't want Naomi to say. She
yeah, yeah, yes. Obviously. What are you going to take to the marital bedroom to discuss?
Yeah, but in my mind, I feel like, you need to keep this stuff close to home.
Mm.
So it's a thing of, but if my kids end up having boyfriends and girlfriends at 14 or 15, I want to know about it. I don't know about this person. I'd rather they're hanging at our house than hanging at their house, because I don't know what their house is like. Their house could be mum and dad are always out. I've got a free house.
Wow.
I've got a free house. Someone come to my free house.
Woo! Free yard, man. Whereas come down nice and long to you, man. Yeah. Saturday night, go see my man. Man, there's a lot.
Whereas I know my house will not be a free house.
Hey!
But you lot can be here.
Stay in the living room, though.
And this is the mad thing, right? Because I always remember, like, when I was, like, 16, and there'd be a thing of, sometimes my then girlfriend would stay over.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to share a bed.
Oh, wow. What, you were sleeping on the floor?
I'd be, like, downstairs in the living room, and she'd take my bed upstairs.
You were the bad by that?
Huh? I'd abide by that, but here's the
thing. At 3 a.m.?
Here's the thing, though. You don't really get up to madness when you're asleep, do you? So it's just like, yeah, cool, we'll accept this rule, I don't care. It's like, I ain't really trying to do anything when I'm sleeping.
You never did the whole, 3 a.m., mum's fast asleep?
No, but you'd be down, it'd be when you was awake anyway. So it could be in the middle of the day, or it'd be in the, see what I mean? So it's this thing of, but it is the thing of, we was at home, so I don't know, it kind of made you think, I guess I was in a safe place kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a strange one. It's that kind of balancing of facing the realities of it versus not trying to encourage it though either. I'm not trying to be...
I think that's the
telling,
fine balance.
Telling Zadie, it's like, you're a young lady now and your hormones are telling you want to do things. So you need to...
It's not going to be like, if you're going to be like, hey, here's some condoms. And
yeah,
you're
exactly.
Or whatever.
But there's another part of me that's like, but here's some fucking condoms. So I ain't trying to hear anything like you're telling me. So it's that balance, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's that balance.
I don't think there is a right answer.
No. I think it'd be dictated by your own kids, right?
Absolutely.
If your kid, you feel like this kid is a fucking weapon. This kid is a weapon. I'm going to have to put a condom on him myself before he leaves the house.
Hey, you got your lunch ready?
Yeah.
Hey man, you got your man pack? Okay, let me put your condom on.
I hear this guy's interested in girls, but the things I'm hearing him say are stupid. Just like, I'm hearing him on the phone going, but you can't get her pregnant if you ate a Mars bar before, bro. Like, what did you just say? This is like,
like the nougat prevents pregnancy.
Exactly. It's just like, everyone knows this, you idiot. It's like that. It means if it's that guy. Versus if your kid's just like super sensible, switched on, it's like, I fancy this person, but I'm really just trying to get my exams.
You'll get
a vibe.
Of course, yeah. You know your kid by 14, 15.
I don't, but you might still be a bit swayed, a bit jaded, a bit rose tinted glasses, might not want to see it. I guess that's why it's good to have a two parent household.
Yeah, yin and yang.
To have one parent just be like, you're like, oh, bye, have fun with your friends. And then they leave the house. Then your wife's like, she's having sex. What? What? What are you talking about? No way. Is this a what? It's like, no, I know. I was that age. I know the signs. That's what's happening. We need to talk to her. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think you'll take it in turns? Like, switch roles. Obviously, you've got Zadie. Do you think you'll switch roles? Do you think you'll be more going to Zavi when he's of that age, speaking to him, and let Naomi take a back seat while she's taking over front to your daughter?
Maybe we'll be that. Maybe we'll just see it. We'll see. Because it might be one of those ones that, you know, it might be a thing of Naomi's more upfront talking about health and body parts. Then when it comes to that, they're like, I'm talking to mum because dad's just fucking awkward.
Yeah.
And it, you know what I mean? It might be that.
Like, yeah, that's true. They could decide that. Yeah. You can sit here and think, I should do this, I should do that.
Yeah.
But really and truly, they're going
to
decide.
I mean, I might be trying to sit Zavi down. I was like, son, I need to talk to you about this. He's like, no, dad, let me out the car. Let me out the car. I don't want to talk to you about this. No, we need to talk to you about this. No, I don't.
I've got my GCSEs in one hour.
Yeah, can you just tell me the football? Tell me the football. I don't hear it. I don't hear it, dad. Just tell me the football. Please. You know, it could be that. He don't want to hear. He don't want to hear it.
He's not interested at all.
Yeah, he don't even. So,
he's got his shin pads on and his socks on. Your dad telling him about.
Yeah. I mean, it's always going to be. I mean, even like. I think I always just want to be the first thing they hear about that type of thing. It's got to be from home. But yeah, I just don't know how you're going to navigate it. You just hope that it's all sensible and normal, but you never know, man. Like, I just think back to flipping kids I went to school with, and some of them were active.
Oh, damn. You think parents had no clue or weren't, like...
I don't even know if they could, like, if their brain would even have thought their kid was doing that stuff at 13, 14, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to when I was that age, but... No opportunity, no game, no ability.
Damn.
No ability. No,
yeah, you didn't have the gift of the gab then.
Yeah, no, I was just in between them, mate. And then, so it's one of those, well, yeah, because I was 16, I lost my virginity, so it's just like, it was almost, I guess, age appropriate for my mum to be, it's more my sister. My sister being, yeah, she's 14 years older than me, being like, I can see what's happening here. Mum's not really
clued up.
But yeah, mum's not clued up. Mum's not accepted the reality of what might be happening here. Mm. So I'll take lead.
Oh, wow. So it's kind of like, here's some condoms.
Yeah, she literally threw a bag of condoms at me when I was 16. And I was like, okay.
And what had you started by that point?
I was like, fakes need these.
Good timing, sis. Yeah, like, good timing.
Thank you. And it's less awkward having a sibling do that than like a parent, right?
But true that.
But yeah, but I don't know how it's gonna be. Sure, the other foot. Like I said, you just hope you raise your kids the way that they're sensible.
Yeah,
it flows naturally in the sense of they introduce you to someone and go, this is so and so.
Yeah,
and they go, I go to school with them or go to sixth form with them. This is my boyfriend. This is my girlfriend. It's, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Nice person. And then they come around for food, they go home, and then you grill them and be like, okay, what's this? Are you having sex?
Are
you And it's all that. It's like, all right, well, we're here now. You know what I mean?
You can't stop them.
No. But I just want, if I'm here now, I want to be here now when it's right to be here now.
you want to time it well?
I don't want it to be.
You want to put it in their head?
Yeah, I don't want to be where I'm in that dilemma of, they're 15. I'm seeing how they're moving with this person. Mm. It's just like, we have to talk to them. Mm. We're gonna have to talk to them. I can see it. I can feel it. It's there in the end. You know what I mean? It's that. It's difficult. But yeah. And going back to the thing is like, yeah, imagine yourself a family friend and you see that they are just, their kid is there. They're about. They're active.
If your friend's not done the parenting thing, then that's when you need, and because your friend could be like, until they're 18, I don't want to hear about sex. Yeah. I don't even want to fucking hit. Don't bring it here. I don't like the strict.
Right.
And you're going to be like, well, look.
But let's see your kid. They're out there, man. 100%.
You need to talk to them. Then maybe that's when you intervene and be like, look, I know you're like, I'm not interested, but this is my godchild or whatever it is. Yeah. I have to say something. You're going to have, you're going to be a grandfather real soon.
Yeah, if you don't see
your partner.
Yeah.
So all of this sort of blocking it out, it's not real, it's not true, I don't hear it, that's all well and good until, you know, you get the sonography scan.
Yeah.
There you go. See your son in there.
Yeah. See your grandfather now.
See your son in there. You doing this. See your son in. Open your eyes. You're doing this. See your son in. Hey. Because these kids will do shit. I keep on thinking about my kids when Junior got caught in Michael's bed with Vanessa. That's it. Had a whole child.
They think it's a good idea.
In your own bed. Hey! Conceived in my bed.
Golly.
Head gone.
Golly.
Head gone. They took it easy on Junior that episode because his head should have been off.
Isn't it?
His head should have been off. That is sacrilegious. That you're breaking a lot of rules there. I didn't even know you were having sex, but you having sex in my
bed.
In my bed.
You got your own room, you know. you literally got your own room. Nah, seriously, I'm taking your bed away. You're never having a bed again. In my bed? Nah. Or I'm having sex in your bed. I'm having sex with your mama in your bed.
Imagine that we've been talking about raising a kid right, and your way of getting them back is
trauma,
psychological trauma.
A traumatic bomb.
Hey, Matt. And imagine if if she gets pregnant after that. Like, she's...
Damn it.
It's all your fault you got a sibling which is 18 years younger than you. It's all your fault.
Because of my retaliatory strike. Dude. Mad.
That's God playing tricks on you, that's for sure. Imagine that. Because you wanted to fuck around. You've done found out. Now you late 50s changing that.
Oh, my God.
And it's your own. And you got a grandchild who's the same age as your child because you were...
My chest.
You were fucking around trying to teach your kid a lesson.
Damn it.
That already done been made.
Oh, foolishness.
Hey, but that's what happens. Look, that's what be happening, man. Hey, I think we should end it there. That's funny. We'll end it there. That's been another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wives. I've been your co-host, Michael Akadiri. And to the left has been...
Darren Griffiths, people.
Take care and peace.